Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, time now for some suggestions on what to watch on big and small screens over the next week. And today I'm joined by TV and radio producer Owen Sweeney and digital editor of VIP magazine Bronwyn O'Neill. Hi, guys.
How are you?
Owen, the second season of Wheel of Time is back on Amazon Prime.
This brings me right back.
Very expensive, I gather.
They threw a lot of money at it. I think Rosamund Pike got most of it. And I like saying the word Rosamund, so I'll just say that again as often as I can. This is the second series of the Wheel of Time. In fairness, I think the geek media have come out as saying this succeeds on Prime where Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power failed. It had kind of a glittering cast and tried to do too much and everything else. This is a bit more streamlined. I know for this programme I watched the first series. The second series dropped on Friday. I couldn't tell you one thing about the first series apart from the fact they went through some sort of gate at the end. Basically, there's Rosamund, who's kind of an Aes Sedai. She's a witchy woman, basically. There's a group of women who channel the one power. Okay, it's already getting too complicated. There's a group of witches who run everything, basically. There's evil and good and power, etc. Blah, blah, blah. The usual sort of stuff in these kind of fantasy drama series. She basically finds these group of youngsters and within that you have a hot-headed one, you've kind of got the well-meaning one, you've kind of got a bit of betrayal, you've got hormones, usual, you know, kind of tension that happens in any group of young people in these fantasy series and blah, blah, blah. One of them will either break the world, Brendan, or bring it to a healing place.
This is a huge television event.
It's a big TV event. Yeah. She's very good in it. There's lots of fighting. You may want to turn up the contrast on your TV screen because lots of it happens in darkness. You may want to put on the subtitles.
That's the problem these days, isn't it? The darkness.
I had to close the curtains yesterday. It's a complaint of good weather, finally, but I had to close the curtains so I could see what was going on, basically. There's lots of kind of the dialogue.
They'll put that in the poster. Old man had to close curtains to see what's going on. Okay, that's Wheel of Time back. Is it season two back on Amazon
grand.
Prime?
Yeah.
You know. Okay. Bronwyn, I'm panicked to see that The Equalizer 3 is in cinemas now because I still haven't even seen 1 and 2.
Thank you so much for giving me the boy movie. but yeah, Denzel Washington is back. And as good as ever, I'd say Liam Neeson, watch out. There's another old fella coming for your job. He has given up his life as a government assassin, but obviously he has to, you know, kind of be pulled back into that world because there's a third movie and what else would he be doing if he's not making a third movie? He's in southern Italy, which is probably the nicest part about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a movie that you can turn off your brain for a few hours. It's not Oppenheimer. You're not going to come out and think about the world ending. But like, it's grand if you want to date night.
I'm going to wait and make a triple bill of it on streaming, I think. Owen, also in cinemas, this sounds a bit more interesting, an Irish comedy film called Apocalypse Clown.
Yeah, it's a good week for Irish releases, I have to say, as a kind of an overview of what I've been looking at. Apocalypse Clown, basically, Brendan, you have a bunch of clowns and an apocalyptic event, hence Apocalypse Clown. That is the movie in a nutshell. I won't ruin any little kind of the minutiae of the plot. There aren't that many.
Funny clowns, fun. Scary clowns.
This is exactly it. Again, if you're going to populate it, you have a group of clowns, you basically have a sad clown who's a failed children's entertainer, played rather brilliantly by your man who is in, oh my God, his name's gone right out of me, David Hall, who was in Brian and Charles last year, which I did for this very show as well. He's excellent in it. He's the sad clown. He's been bumped at the very start of the movie for a child magician for a children's birthday party, and that's his career, basically. That's him getting his cards handed to him. There's a psychotic clown who's a straight clown who cue lots of jokes about Stephen King's It, and there's a pretentious clown who's, you know, got the hooped French jumper, the moustache, the white face makeup, and a predilection towards mime, basically.
Okay.
And then there is the fallen clown, the crusty the clown, as I like to call him, who is the antagonist in the movie. He was once on top, and then there was a horrible TV-based accident involving members of a boy band, and he was bumped off television, and now he'll do anything, Brendan, to get back on
top. This sounds brilliant.
They all gather, they don't actually know this well, they all gather for this Jean Lecoq somewhere outside of, kind of, probably in Wicklow, shall we say, it looks like Wicklow.
dies and, you know, has a heart attack while instructing a bunch of potential clowns. He is the existentialist godfather clown figure. They all gather for his funeral. There's a fight. They all get thrown in the jail and they all wake up and there's been some sort of apocalyptic event.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Ireland's gone feral.
So cue
lots
on.
Of jokes okay. about how many clowns can you get into a car. They're big shoes to fill. All that sort of
okay.
stuff.
Okay, apocalypse clown.
It's daft, but you'll enjoy it.
Great. Bronwyn, there's more Irish interest on Netflix. Top Boy. This is the second season of Top Boy?
Third season.
Third
and last season. So obviously this season, it's all coming to an end and everything's kind of amped up. But I think most importantly, Barry Keoghan and Brian Gleeson have both joined the cast and they've kind of kept their roles under lock and key. So I won't spoil it too much. But basically, Barry is the bad guy in it. His name is Johnny. And he actually reached out to the maker of Top Boy because he loved it so much. And he was writing an Irish character and he was like, I mean, who better than Barry Keoghan? And I think he's pretty good at being crazy and evil in this way. But it obviously will drop all on Netflix this week. And it's a tough watch. I mean, I think...
Is it? Yeah.
I think, like, if you're going to... There's only 18 episodes right now and then there'll be the next 9. But it's not a show that I would, like, binge easily because it is about drug gangs in these really poor areas of the UK, and I just it's really kind of a tough watch for me personally. Maybe you can sit down and kind of power through it, but I'm always like, maybe they'll make the right decision, maybe they'll get out of this, and they don't, guys.
Oh,
they don't.
I hate that. I hate that. Okay, on we lilo you. So that's on Netflix, Top Boy. Owen,
yes,
will allow you a small bit of self-promotion briefly.
Oh,
you
dear.
Were involved in Marty's Big Picture Show, which is on tonight at 7:30
yes.
on RTE2.
A small hand in this tonight. This is a really novel idea. Marty Morrissey is the Marty of the title, and Liz Gillis, the historian, who people will know from several programmes in the History Show on Radio 1. They are looking into local photographic archives. So they're travelling around the country and they're really delving into the people behind these photographs. It's a really novel and pleasing idea if you're into all things archive based and all things social history. And tonight is the work of photographer Gerry Andrews, who's in Limerick. He kind of photographed things through the 1970s. And as I say, it really is kind of...
Warm.
Yeah, no, it's warm, absolutely. It's warm, yeah. It's nostalgic, it's got humanity in it, and it's got kind of local history as well, which is important. So they'll be going to Portlaoise, they'll be going to Sligo, Dublin stories, of course, but very small kind of, you know, a small lens, yeah. Kind of a zooming in on things, and it's a really good idea. So
okay, Marty's Big Picture Show, that kicks off tonight on RTE2 at 7:30. And Bronwyn, another RTE show tomorrow night at 9:35 on RTE1. Dr. Cassidy's Casebook, which sounds a bit like, oh God, is this kind of a tacky true crime? But it's got a more serious intent than that.
No, it definitely is, because I'm not a massive true crime person and I would never like recommend something that I think is like offensive to families or anything. But this is obviously Dr. Mary Cassidy's casebook. She is kind of chronicling the women who she worked with after they were like abused and killed since she came to Ireland, and she doesn't just look at what happened to these women that ended their lives. She looks at who they were as people, who their families were, and she speaks to the families. Like, this is not kind of what Netflix do, where they just take a story and completely just go for it without any respect to anyone. It's a really nice story. It's 3 parts. Again, it is obviously a bit tough to watch.
Yeah.
Especially, I think, since 1996, which is the year I was born, 261 women have died violently in the Republic of Ireland, which is, I mean, an insane amount of women. And I think this story and this show just casts a light on a few of them and hopefully continues their legacy and shows that so many women are being abused by people. And it's not scary men in vans. It's usually, it's according to Women's Aid, it's 63% are killed in their homes and 55% were killed by a partner or an ex. And almost 9 in 10 women knew their killer. So that's the kind of stats that we're dealing with.
Okay.
So.
Dr. Cassidy's Casebook, RTE1, tomorrow night at 9:35. Only a minute for one more. So do you want to tell us about The Lovers on Sky Atlantic now, or do you want to tell us about Thursday night music night on BBC Two.
The Lovers in Skyland are coming up next Wednesday. It's fantastic. It is really funny. It stars Roisin Gallagher and Johnny Flynn. Roisin Gallagher, people have seen in The Dry. She's really stretching herself again in this, in The Dry. She's a returned emigrant alcoholic daughter who's coming back to live with the parents and try and get her life in order. In this, she's basically, she has her own traumas. Again, I'm not going to give it away. The two of them bump into each other. He's an arrogant second generation TV presenter. There's lots of jokes and kind of, he's a good listener, but he just talks about himself the whole time. She obviously has her own issues. I'm not going to give them away because it's very integral to the plot.
And is this
it's laugh out loud funny? No, it all happens in Belfast. London media landscape, they're giving him a programme. They want him to do something outside of London. They visibly shudder when they say the word Cardiff, so they decided to send him to Belfast. So there's lots of jokes in the north as well.
And
she's
actually
brilliant.
Funny.
Actually
funny,
laugh out loud funny.
Yeah, and she's great in The Dry as well,
she
in fairness.
She is brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, so that's The Lovers on Sky Atlantic are now, and that's from Wednesday. Okay, thanks a million, Owen Sweeney and Bronwyn O'Neill. And that is all we have time for today.